All I said was he's tall and he has a truck. No, I never said Jake Martin is hotter than molten lava.
Well, he certainly lacks his father's charm.
Glenn, you know, Jake is a great young man, very strapping.
Well, if you want to say hello, he's in the kitchen cleaning up. He came over to help me with the reno.
How long have you been there?
A minute. Less than a minute. Like, more like a second, but... Do you often get changed in other people's kitchens?
I didn't know I had an audience.
I wasn't staring, if that's what you think.
It's okay if you were.
Well, I wasn't. I have homework.
Okay. See you around.
Okay.
Jake looked good. I bet he did.
Allie, I have 1 hour to finish my article on the concept for the school play, which, according to Eli, is the story of Clara, a psychopath who destroys everything in her path. So I am so not in the mood to talk about this right now.
Fine. But you better draw me a picture later.
Jake, so glad you could be a part of my profile on new students. So, tell me, have your first weeks at Degrassi been easy?
Well, some people have surprised me.
That's good, isn't it?
Absolutely, because as a new student, you feel naked. Like all eyes are on you, staring, unable to look away.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
Well, it depends on who's looking.
First movie night of the semester. We need a film that's epic and iconic. What about Grease? We could do a sing-along.
So we're planning an all-girls movie night?
And what do you suggest, a kung fu movie?
No, a classic comedy. Marx Brothers, Chaplin.
What about zombies?
Or zombies, of course, zombies.
Why'd we stop hanging out again?
Because you started dating Dreamy Taurus.
Right. Not the smartest decision ever made. We should catch up. Wanna go for wings tomorrow night after we poster for movie night?
Yeah, sounds good. I have to check with Sadie, though.
Good luck. Girlfriends don't let boyfriends hang out with girlfriends because they're afraid that will happen.
What? No, Casey and Maris are just friends. Like us. Which is why Sadie will have no problem with us hanging out.
$10 says you are wrong.
Sadie, trust me.
Then I'll see you tomorrow night.
Do you have your cell phone? Okay, I programmed Officer Turner's number, so if you notice anything suspicious...
Ma, are you gonna be like this every day?
Honey, it's your first day back at school since...
Those gang members went Grand Theft Auto on your butt.
Adam! Listen, one more day at home wouldn't hurt. I could cancel my meetings. I have the number of a psychologist.
Okay, Mom, enough. I spent a month dealing with the aftermath of spring break. I want fun. I want friends. I want my old life back.
Yeah, I know, Drew, but...
No buts. The cops are watching the guys who beat me up. It's time to move on, and going back to school is the best way I know how.
I hate him.
Eli.
Why can't I stop picturing his half-naked body?
Definitely not, Eli.
It's like he knows what I'm thinking and he's mocking me.
Maybe he likes you.
Don't say that.
What? He's cute, single, he doesn't drive horses into walls.
You don't know that? He could be a homicidal maniac who lures girls in with his sexy smile.
Is that the perfect rebound?
Okay. My ex has written a play that paints me as a psychopath. My mom is throwing parties to celebrate her divorce. Give me one reason why I would want to start a relationship with Jake.
Because you can't stop thinking about his sexy smile.
Well, I'm certainly going to try.
Okay, we've covered the heart.
On to the reproductive organs.
Intramural dodgeball captains, meet your new MVP.
You are just in time. We got smoked in our last game.
You sure you're up for it? Word is that gang practically killed you. There were like 10 guys, right? Are they still after you? God, I bet they are. You must be so scared.
I'm fine.
Really? Because I'd be terrified.
Mayor, give us a sec.
Yeah. Sure.
You okay, dude?
I'm fine.
Look, you're not the only one who's been through stuff. Back when my mom was on drugs, I was scared all the time. I couldn't trust anyone.
I said I'm fine.
Hey, that's what I said too.
Okay, well, I'm not you.
What are you doing here?
Hello to you, too.
I think it's a fair question.
Dad wanted me to finish with the sink. You want to help?
I can't. I've got plans. With my mom.
Oh, sounds lovely, Claire Bear, but I'm meeting a friend for dinner tonight.
Well, then I'll come, too. The more the merrier.
I'm not sure. You see, it's kind of a...
a date?
No. No, my friend wants to talk about trouble with the son. Why don't... you and Jake ordering a pizza. Okay?
You know, before the divorce, my mom wouldn't let a boy in the house. Now she's happy to leave me alone with one.
Well, what'd she think you'd do?
Homework. Lots of homework.
Mwah. Sorry, I'm late. Movie night stuff.
The trials of being the girlfriend of a class rep.
Look, once movie night's over, you'll have my full attention.
Okay, but even the most dedicated politician needs to take a break. All you can eat chocolate fondue tomorrow night. Couples only.
Tomorrow?
Who's stealing you away this time?
Adam, we're working on the radio show. But I can cancel for you.
The possessive girlfriend? Not everybody's favorite character. Go, have fun.
you're the best.
Allie, you need to come over. My mom's out and all I can think about is kissing Jake, who is in my house, sweating. So, your dad will have another birthday next year.
Claire, pizza's here.
Gotta go. I'm not hungry. Just dig in.
Everything okay? You sound more tense than usual.
Everything's great.
Because it sucked when my parents split. My folks had these other lives that I wasn't a part of. They went out on dates, took cardio fit. And sometimes I felt that they'd forgotten all about me.
You're gonna start 11 steps behind me. You are the one for me, boy. You give me butterflies from my head to my feet. And I knew from day one.
How about that pizza?
Not that hungry.
I'm going straight to hell
for kissing a cute boy.
I have rules. I can't just make out with every hunk who barges into my life.
Did you just use the word hunk? Okay, so not the point. I just hate for you to miss out on a great opportunity just because you're scared
of what?
Getting hurt.
I'm not. Okay, but can you blame me? I don't have the best track record with guys.
Claire, you're an awesome girl, but not every guy's gonna crash a car into a wall for you.
I did have lots of fun last night.
What's the worst that can happen?
We could just start slow. No need to rush.
That'll be $10.
Wait, you're charging me for advice?
No, movie night tickets. Might be a good idea for you and Jakey boy to spend some time in an upright position.
Ha ha.
Hey!
So, is it true?
I don't know. Left my crystal ball at home.
People are saying you whipped KC during intramurals yesterday.
It was a misunderstanding. You know, guy stuff.
Right. Guy stuff. I googled sudden rage. It's common after trauma, and so are nightmares. I heard you screaming last night.
You must have been dreaming.
Please don't kill me.
Did Mom hear?
Dunno.
I swear if you tell her.
Mom was right. You have, like, post-traumatic stress disorder. You need help.
No, what I need is everyone to get out of my business.
Now you're scaring me.
Pushing KC was an accident. I'm going to apologize. Then I'm going to move on. And it would be a lot easier if everyone just did the same. Okay.
So showtime. Today we take on the delicate topic of flatulence. When is it appropriate to let one go?
How about never? Ooh, especially now. Hey, if Sadie asks, you and I have a date tonight.
I have absolutely nothing to wear.
You're hilarious.
So what's the real reason you're lying to your girlfriend? Xbox marathon, bare knuckle boxing?
No, I'm meeting up with Allie.
You're going on a date?
No, we're just friends.
Didn't you have thoughts for her?
Yeah, like a million years ago.
Rejected.
It was mutual.
Oh, so now you guys are just friends?
And one friend should be allowed to hang out with another.
Absolutely. But if you and Allie are just friends, why did you lie to Sadie?
Just can't let you go.
Claire, you've done this week's coverage of the play?
It's on the server. Eli still won't share the script, but Fiona confirmed that auditions start next week. I'll see you at the meeting.
Yeah. Hey, I'd meant to ask you something. You've experience with Jake Martin, right?
Why? What did he say?
Well, you said your families were friends.
Oh, yeah. We used to rent a cottage near his.
In your opinion, is he a decent guy?
Yeah. Sure.
That's good. That's really good. So do you think?
I heard he's involved with someone.
Then why'd he agree to go to movie night with me?
I don't know.
Where are you going? I have more questions, at least 10.
I have a meeting. I have to cancel.
Room for one more? Okay. I'm sorry for flipping out on you yesterday. Are we good?
As long as you channel some of that aggression onto the court.
Deal.
This note, so you no longer want to have fun with me tonight.
Something came up.
Did I do something to piss you off?
I just thought that after we... Are you going to movie night with Katie?
Yeah, she asked me. I said yes.
Good. Glad we cleared that up.
Hey, but it doesn't mean I don't want to hang out with you, too.
So what? I'm like the other woman.
You're another woman. After my folks split, I gave up relationships. It's too much hurt. After your messy breakup, I thought you'd feel the same.
I can't just make out with you.
You did last night. You seemed to enjoy it.
That was different.
How?
I don't know. It just was.
Okay.
Well, if you change your mind, you know where to find me.
Two of us, one of him.
All right, let's take him out.
Oh, man, why is Dave sad here?
He's probably on duty at the school.
What if he knows something about the gang? Are you paranoid much? Hey, we're in the middle of a game.
I just can't wait.
Tell me what you know.
Pardon me?
I said tell me what you know.
Son, I need you to relax. Take a deep breath.
Inhale 2 pounds of wings.
And I'm just getting started.
Nah, I bet you couldn't eat another bite.
Well, wanna bet?
Let me guess, $10?
Mm. Well, gotta make my money back somehow. Having a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, me too.
Dave and Allie, right? Aren't you a cute couple?
We're just friends hanging out.
On couples fondue night.
My girlfriend had other plans tonight.
Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
Not a secret. Anyway, chocolate fondue for dessert.
It's getting kind of late. I should probably go. See you around.
We shouldn't be doing this.
Mom? Claire? What are you doing up?
I thought someone was breaking in. Wait, it's 4 a.m. and you're just getting home?
Okay. I was out for a drink with a man. I would have told you sooner, but the book said wait until it's serious.
What were you doing?
Claire, that's none of your business. This is a confusing time. I was married to your father for so long.
I should get back to bed.
Claire. I'm sorry I woke you.
Good night.
My son is up at 9 on a Saturday. Must have known his mom needed help folding laundry. What's up?
I think there's something wrong with me, Mom.
Listen. I have the names of a few good therapists. I'll find one for you to talk to. Today, even.
But the gang will still be out there.
honey. The police think it's very unlikely that they're gonna come after you again.
But that doesn't make me any less scared.
True.
What if I'm going crazy?
Oh, honey, you are not going crazy. Look at me. Listen, I think that maybe we should just...
Move.
No. We just need to get you away from all this terrible stuff, just for a little while.
Mom.
Honey, listen, your dad and I have jobs. It's not like we could just pick up and go.
You're not alone in the dark. Thanks for coming. I tried talking to Allie, but she didn't really understand.
I can't believe you caught your mom sneaking in at 4 a.m.
And then she basically copped to a booty call with a stranger.
Stranger?
Well, strange to me. She spent 16 years lecturing me on Christian values and then jumps in bed with the first man she meets.
When my dad started dating, I felt the same way. Then I realized it's what made him happy.
So, we should just do what makes us happy?
If it doesn't hurt anyone, why not?
This casual thing. How does it work exactly?
We hang out, and we have fun.
And no one gets hurt?